We're joined in the media center by our current number one qualifier in funny car, Courtney Force. Her 3.983 second pass is the first funny car here to run in the threes. Her 323.35 mile an hour speed is a track record, as is her elapsed time. Courtney, coming into the day, you know, new track, new surface. You guys have been running really good. Were you confident with everything going into both sessions this afternoon?
No, to be honest, brand new track. Didn't really know what to expect. I mean, everyone said that obviously the guys here have done a phenomenal job. So I was excited to run on it. They said, you know, the surface was smooth. And so you don't really know what to expect until you make that first pass. And I think it was a sigh of relief once we got down there to the other end and made a solid run, that 405. And then we went back up there, and, you know, Karate and Hood, they wanted to push it harder, obviously, to see if we can get our number one spot back, because we watched a lot of teams ahead of us make some, you know, phenomenal runs. We saw Robert make that run and knew that, you know, the track could handle it. And I heard Karate get on the radio and said that we were going to try to run exactly what we did. So it's pretty cool. Really proud of my guys to be able to come out here, you know, to Virginia. You know, it's great to be back at this track. I think the last memory I have here, it was my 7th birthday with my dad, and he was in the winner's circle celebrating, and I was in a Virginia's for Lovers t-shirt. So I wish I had that one this weekend, but that I could wear under this fire suit. But, you know, it's really cool to be back here. There was, you know, so many great memories at this track, and it's really cool to, you know, bring it back for the fans and for the drivers and the teams, and just really proud of my Advanced Auto Parts guys and everyone with, you know, all of our sponsors, for Chevy, for Peak, Auto Club, Monster Energy. It's just a really good start to the weekend. So we'll see if we can hang on to it, but either way, we picked up a pretty good amount of points in those two sessions.
It's a busy week for you, Courtney, going from Chicago to CMT Awards to here. How do you manage your time and then kind of focus on running so well?
Well, it was a lot of sleep on a plane and pretty much getting to sleep in since it was a later session today. So, it's a lot of fun. You know, I'm very fortunate I got to do an opportunity like that because of Big Machine Records and because of Advanced Auto Parts working together and, you know, providing that opportunity for me to go on there and really kind of, I guess, introduce Sam Hunt before his performance. It was really exciting for me. I was completely nervous. I was way more nervous doing something like that on live TV than hopping in a 330-mile-an-hour funny car. So I don't know how those people do it, but I had a ball and just so thankful for the opportunity. I had a lot of fun. My husband got to go there with me, and we just pretty much went, you know, straight from Chicago to California for 24 hours, hopped on a plane to Nashville, woke up, had to get ready, did the red carpet, did the show, got to meet a lot of cool performers and artists, and everyone was just super friendly, and flew straight over here to get ready to get back in the race car and back to work.
Courtney, you talked about the prep out there with your record. Could you talk about the fans and having almost a packed house today?
That's one of the most amazing things. When you come to a track like this, you know, just getting added on to our circuit this year, and then to see the stands completely packed full of people here in Virginia, it feels really good. It feels good for the drivers and the teams, and you know, I'm sure when people tune in and see a, you know, a packed house like this, you know, that definitely means our sport's going in the right direction. So really excited. It was great to be out here, and when you pull up to that water box and see so many people that are coming out here to watch us go racing, it feels pretty good, and excited that we were able to give them a pretty good show to kick off the weekend.
Your dad has won here 4 times, but with your provisional number one, and Brittany was doing good before, she's about number 2, I guess. Could you talk about what it means for you or to her to get a win here like your dad has?
Yeah, it'd be huge to get a win here. Obviously, that's what our goal is this weekend. Trying to obviously move up in the, you know, stay up there in the points, but continue to keep our momentum going. But it was great to see Brittany make a solid pass like that in her Advanced Auto Parts Top Fuel Dragster with Monster Energy. She made another solid pass in Q2. She couldn't get the top spot back, but either way, it's been a great start to the weekend for both of us and for all of our teams. Dad laid down a good number too, so just hoping we can just keep it going. It's going to be a long weekend. We still have tomorrow. Hopefully that rain holds off, and we can give everyone a good show on Sunday, but it would be huge for us to get a win at a track that, you know, we have a lot of memories of, you know, my dad winning at the same place.
Courtney, on behalf of Judy and Tommy Franklin, their family, and everyone here at Virginia, thank you so much for coming back and welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Your sister's car's got a whole bunch of red on it now. She was commenting at the TV interview this morning about she was going to be your partner this weekend because you're in the same colours. It was pretty cool to see you go 1 and 2. You got knocked back. You came back. She just missed out. How important is it? I mean, you guys are a family of races. It's pretty cool. We were watching you out there on the start line, egging her on to get back to number one.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they've got a great team over there, but it is a lot of fun to be able to have matching race cars for the next few races. It's thanks to Advance Auto Parts and the partnership that we all have with Monster Energy as well. And it's really cool. I think it's fun for the fans. Getting to be able to see us, Brittany and I both, you know, sisters in matching race cars is pretty cool. So really excited and happy that we get to do that with each other because, like you said, we're both very supportive of each other. And, you know, although we're not racing in the same category, I think it's really cool to see matching race cars in those, you know, both top fuel and in funny car.
Awesome, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thanks, Court.
Thank you.